I'm terrible when it comes to names. I'll tell you a few that come immediately in mind. Someone mentioned Eric Reed, who's a very fine pianist. Someone, Terry Lynn Carrington, who's a very fine drummer. There is a Brazilian pianist who plays everything. I mean, she plays Brazilian music, jazz, samba, everything. Iliane Elias. Let's see, who else is around? I did a piece on Joshua Redman, who's a wonderful tenor player. Jerry Allen, yeah, I did a piece on her. She's a wonderful pianist who teaches here at Howard University and who is all over the place. There, I would suggest that you look at the new roster of at Verve Records. They have a lot of young people that they're promoting these days. Atlantic Records has a lot of interesting. And you really, youth isn't necessarily what we're talking about here. We're talking about people who are new to the scene. They may be chronologically a little older than some of the people I'm mentioning, but there are a lot of them getting an opportunity to play in ways that they didn't before. There is a resurgence. The record companies are really doing more than they had in the past because they really don't have any clearly defined trend other than rap that they can make money on. And so they're once again looking at jazz, thank goodness. If we can keep them focused on that, we might do some other things. I would suggest you write to BET here in Washington, D.C. They have a couple of hours they devote to jazz, and some of it I would not call jazz. Because they call it jazz because it's sent to them, and the record company that sent it said it is jazz. So they said, well, okay, if you say it's jazz, well, you know. I think they could be, a little more discerning than that. And call it pop, because they have other places that they play pop music on that. So just keep the jazz hour, a couple of hours, I guess it is, 10 to 12 or something like that, for real jazz and really do a service. So if you folks who live here want to do something, you can start with that.